that you just eat the Taco Bell nacho fries, you pop an Ozempic, you're welcome to America, 2024.
Anybody.
Al often says, do I need therapy? No, everybody you meet does.
And Dawn.
Your boogers are...
So it's the emo that I blew the snot rocket onto?
The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We'll start with this email, RAD at radradio.com. It came in. There's no name on it.
Hey, person.
But it does remind me, we had this moment yesterday on the show, and I meant to circle back to it, but then, you know, the show moves so quickly, and we get off on these tangents, so I'm actually glad this email came in. It says, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hi. Hi. Sorry. I'm trying to look at buttons over here.
Yeah,
you just mesmerized my butt.
We do have lots of buttons.
You know, I was struggling over here for a second. I'm asking Nick, I'm like, how come I can't hear my headphones? He's like, is your volume up? I'm like, duh.
Oh,
I'm like,
damn.
No.
That's why we pay Nick the big bucks.
Wow.
Thanks, Nick.
I mean, that's the old, is it plugged in thing when somebody says this isn't working.
We're all in deep trouble if I'm giving technical advice to anybody in the production.
Yeah, this is
sometimes
good.
You think that's too obvious, so it's got to be something else.
That's what I was thinking. I'm looking at the board. I'm like, are there any other lights on? No. Oh.
I like okay. Kyle's go-to. It's not my problem. Yeah, what's going on here? What's wrong with everything else? It's not me.
So we were talking yesterday about, I think it was during the pressure. Oh, that's right. Why we didn't get to the follow-up. Because we were doing the pressure cooker, so we were on a tight schedule, and electrophobia came up, and the contestant who was playing for foreigner tickets, which we have again, today's the last day for those tickets, 7, 8, 9 a.m. If you win them, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing later on this morning to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. And electrophobia, of course, is the fear of...
swallowing.
Yes.
Chickens.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There was a swallowing question about the technical name for what swallowing is, and I don't remember it offline. There's a site like duabalabadida. But yes, electrophobia is the fear of chickens.
That's right.
We do this often during the day.
Right, and this is the technical name something we do hundreds of times a day. What is it? And eventually we got to swallowing. Yeah. Same thing. The woman said it first, as it should be. So as we were talking about having the fear of chickens, Kyle was recounting a tale of when you were going to your hippie. Was it your hippie school?
Yeah, it was the hippie school. It was the first year I was there in third grade. We took a field trip to a farm. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was deathly afraid of chickens, and he was in the same class.
Oh, I forgot he was a relative as well. That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
and he was afraid of chickens before this trip.
Correct. We got to the farm, and he's losing it. And the funniest thing is that the roosters and a few other chickens started chasing him.
That's funny.
The rest of the class kept making fun of him because of it, and then called him Chicken Boy.
Yes, he called Chicken Boy. Okay.
So your cousin didn't know that they were going to that you guys were going to a farm for this field trip?
He knew, and he vocalized that he was afraid of chickens, and it just so happened that it all just happened to be the funniest thing in the world.
Well, and
for everyone else.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yes,
poor cousin, because roosters, I mean, they can detect fear, and they like to pounce on it big time.
So, you know, that we had that kind of discussion, and then there was this masa ball left hanging out there that we never circled back to, which is why this email came in. Kyle, seriously, dude, you drop a bomb like, oh yeah, because I was surprised they didn't still keep in contact, because this seems like the kind of thing that Kyle would like occasionally text his cousin, you know, just like, hey, Chicken Boy, what's up? And I said that, and he says, email says, you drop a bomb like, oh yeah, I should remind my cousin that on his most traumatized day we tied him up.
So it was,
and then Rob needed to go to break. That's right. There was some type of bondage or hostage taking involved, and we never were able to get back to it. So is this on the same day that he became Chicken Boy?
No, this is
okay.
In the same grade, so I don't know if it was the same. I don't think it was, because we took a field trip. But then that same year, me and my other friend, his name was Shimpei, were at recess, and my cousin was kind of irritating. You know, he's a little more on the yippity side, so he was up bothering us, and we told him we were going to tie him up with the jump ropes to this chain link fence
for no reason other than bothering you.
Yeah, he was just being a little more on the annoying side, and we were bothered with him, and he's like, you're not able to do that, you can't do that, and we pinned him up.
That's not smart.
And we got him up, and he was a little on the scrawnier side, and as I held him down, because I'm kind of bigger, Shimpei, my friend, went through and tied up these knots with the jump ropes and got his hands, so he's looking like Jesus tied to this fence.
Oh my
God. And how old were you again?
Nine.
Yeah, okay.
And he starts crying, and we hear the bell ring to go back to class, and we leave him there. And the teacher's like, where's your cousin? And me and Shimpei are kind of giggling, like, he's outside. And the teachers go and untie him, and he's crying, and he comes back in. Me and Shimpei get a scolding. We get talked to by the teachers. And then my cousin proceeded to let me know that I was no longer invited to his birthday party that year.
Oh.
So he's like, you're not invited to my birthday.
Well, do you blame
him? No. And I
do you care?
No, that's the funniest thing is I was such a little jerk. I said, good, I don't want to go to your birthday. And then I had to go anyways. My mom brought all my siblings. So when I showed up, he was super irritated.
Yeah. Mm. So is that the extent of the discipline for what you did at school?
Right, a scolding.
Yeah, no birthday party?
Nope. I got to go to the birthday party. What?
So, Kyle, as the present, did you get him a jump rope?
Oh, my God. I didn't get the present.
So yeah, there's multiple there's multiple follow-up questions, which is back to the – so that's it? That's all the school did was they just told you and Shampoo
that
you're bad.
Naughty.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah, that was it. They did not punt. I didn't get suspended. Dang. I didn't get recess taken away. Nothing.
Now, and this is all – is this late 90s, early aughts?
Yes, this is 99 into 2000.
So was your mother aware that you had been uninvited?
Yes. She was aware. There was a little bit of family back and forth between that aunt who's, you know, my cousin's mom. So they already didn't have the best relationship. I'll put my family drama out there right now. Oh. Sorry, Mom and Dad. No. But, yeah, no, they didn't. So my mom wasn't even too disturbed by it. She kind of thought it was funny, too. I mean, it was that messed up.
Okay, right. See, because the more we learn... Because your parents seem like it's like, how did these two wonderful humans raise this? But the more we learn, we start to see some insights into Kyle's mom and dad where they have a little bit of Kyle in them, but it's in reverse, obviously.
They were young, too,
they
though,
were.
Right?
They were.
I mean, honestly, wasn't your mom in her 20s probably at that point?
Yeah, so I'm late 9, 20s. So she's 26.
Oh, I would have absolutely.
That sounds about right.
Same thing in my 20s. Serves him right. I would have high-fived my kid because I don't get along with the mom. Oh, absolutely. I'm sure now your mother would not do the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm giving her credit. We grow. We learn.
Right. With all that she's learned, does she look back on it and go, oh, yeah, no. If knowing what I know now, I wouldn't do what I did back then. Or does she say, actually, screw that bitch. I should have done worse.
It's probably that.
So your cousin's favorite band isn't Jimmy's Chicken Check.
No.
You don't have, and you have no update on him. Does he eat chicken or anything like that as an adult?
You know,
like that?
I'm not sure. You know, he lives up north a little bit. I haven't talked to him in about a year, but we did rekindle our friendship. I also catfished him really bad in high school because
he's a guy.
Well, the relationship was terrible. This is the one I made wait at a park. He called my mom a crack whore. I don't know if I can say that, but he did. So me and my sister set up we set up a MySpace account, made a pretty girl, and catfished him and had him for a summer, 3 months back and forth messaging this girl, and got him to wait in a park for this imaginary girl that never showed up. And after that, he didn't talk to me for maybe 2 years, and then we rekindled our relationship after the fact.
Was the crack whore comment just like that offhand thing that guys do as kids where they just insult your mom and that's what he came up with? Is that all it was?
Yeah, there was a MySpace fight at the time. We got on, we added each other because we were cousins, and then it got into the family. You know, obviously, our parents didn't get along. My mom and his mom didn't get along, so there was the family bicker back and forth, and then I got involved, and then me and my sister decided to be very devious and set up this fake MySpace account.
Okay, did you call his mother a name first?
No.
Nope. He said?
No, this is it. Okay. He started it. He started it, and we said, okay, now it's time to do the dirty work.
I get that.
Now more in than ever, it seems like a good time to promote. Kyle has a new series on Rad TV called Kyle's Corner. And is this today that this drops the newest episode?
Episode 4. Yeah.
Episode 4, because they already have the first three up of Kyle's Corner today, co-hosted by his dad. If you want to learn more. And his friend Adam. Now, you've heard about Adam on the Rad Show. If you're a regular listener, you've heard, I think, at least three times Kyle's story of he and Adam and the UFO experience and witnessing the UFO.
Yeah.
So that comes up, and then they all interview this guy named Ron James from MUFON, M-U-F-O-N. And what exactly is that, Kyle?
The Mutual UFO Network. network.
And you guys talk about, I guess you retell the story, and eventually it even leads into discussions of whether or not reptiles are living amongst us.
Yeah, the reptilian reptilian aliens that supposedly live in here on planet Earth and live underground. We touch on it a little bit.
Okay.
We talked about the Anunnaki, too, about how civilization was created here on Earth.
Hello, you're Sicilian. It's a pasta dish. I'll have the Anunnaki with...
Sounded like sushi to me.
With red sauce, please.
Al dente.
Yeah. So, new episode of Kyle's Corner drops this morning at 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're moving everything around.
So we could do that at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, cool.
Why not?
All right, on Rad TV, as we keep dropping out new things almost daily at members.radradio.com. Okay, a couple more follow-ups. Earlier this week, we were talking about the new robotic dog that has a flamethrower on it.
Because so cool.
So we were talking about, first of all, does everybody realize that flamethrowers are legal in 49 states? Few states you need to have a permit or whatever. But other than that, they are legal. But the cool thing about putting them on a robot is that you're not, you know, actually holding the device. You know, you're in no, because this robot.
Hey, I didn't know it was the robot.
You can control it like by Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc. So we went back to Brandon's past because, like all boys, he grew up with this obsession with fire.
Yeah, fire.
Thing.
Yeah.
Although your fire. Somebody called it a fetish, and we changed that to
fascination.
Fascinating, because it was a little more to me, a step beyond the quote average boy. Because we're all into it, but I mean, you almost burned down your detached garage.
Yeah, I would go above and beyond to seek out things to put in flames. You know, like I'd find matchbooks, I'd find match boxes, I'd try to light branches on fire, and I'd wave them around in the air like I just don't care, trying to make, you know, the big smoke plume and everything.
Like
so,
when you left the house to go outside, to venture out, fire was on your mind.
At some point, fire would be on the agenda, yes.
So it led to a few stories we were able to read, and then a few straggling stories came in of being kids, and it's not just a gender-based thing. It's like all boys, quote, are into fire, but some girls are, too.
Sure.
Like Tanya, who wrote in and said, when I was 10, I was being a typical girl, playing with my hair in the bathroom, and I noticed lights moving in the kitchen. I walked in and I saw the entire kitchen counter and stove was on fire.
Oh,
now,
damn.
She didn't cause it. This isn't anything like the Brandon story.
Yeah. Cool.
The fire was already up to the ceiling.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Being the quote unquote smart kid I was, I calmly walked to my mom's room, waited until she was done talking.
Oh, God.
Remember, she's 10.
Yeah. Polite.
And then said, "Excuse me. There's a fire in the kitchen."
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
My mom and older sisters ran to the kitchen to try to put it out, and I calmly walked out of the house as if I was just going on with another day. I don't know why I was so calm about everything, but I did get yelled at for not reacting with a sense of urgency because, you know, we could have died.
Yeah. Oh.
But at that age, you're not aware of how quickly that fire can turn into an entire home engulfed.
At the same time, at that age, you'd think you would be horrified by the presence of fire up to the ceiling of your kitchen.
Yes.
I mean, look, as that guy, right, who's trying to be calm in every situation, I revere this girl.
Yeah.
At 10, she's just calmly walking. I love the added thing of she waits till mom's done talking.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're about to react to what mom just said, but I just have to establish. No, something's burning, like the entire house. Could you go check
that? Like, she's not only mellow, as we pointed out, but yes, that one really stood out to me. Like, she grew up in that household where she was obviously taught, like, I mean, a lot of kids were in the 70s, zip it until the parents are done talking. You don't run in and interrupt them. She stayed true to that, even though there was a house fire.
That's taking that beyond the message. But.
Yes.
I was concerned the fact that she had to wait for her mom to finish talking to tell her, like, she's afraid of her mom, maybe because the mom scolds her, like, the way she did when she didn't tell her about the fire with the sense of urgency. Mm. It sounds like she was afraid to talk to her mom.
It sounds like she was just really mellow and I didn't face her.
Hey, look, that's very dawn of you to find the darkness in that story, Kyle.
I know.
I appreciate it. You may be right. We can't rule it out.
Oh, God, the poor thing. Have you worked that out since?
Yeah.
Or is it not true at all?
Or is your relationship with your mother up in flames?
All right. Then we got this one from Joy.
Enjoy.
Now, she actually had a P.S. She said, "I love you guys, and it's really nice to hear Nick's voice, too." Nick's been joining us all week. He'll be with us tomorrow morning for the Ratterday Show.
Love it.
I read that because her reaction doesn't surprise me in that this seems like the kind of thing that Nick and or Kyle and me would actually find quite amusing.
Oh, God.
So I'm not surprised.
Oh, boy.
Joy says, when I was 9 years old, it was the day after Christmas, and we had a friend named Dusty over at our house. She went into our bathroom and decided to light toilet paper on fire in the bathroom.
Yeah, fire.
Sure, why not?
As it burns quick.
She would light the toilet paper on fire in the sink and then run the sink water over it to put the fire out.
Yep. Very responsible.
That's right.
And she's just kind of obsessed with seeing the flames.
Just a little micro dose, getting your little hit, your little fix, and then safely putting it out.
You know, she doesn't want to destroy anything, hence the fire in the sink.
Just want to see it burn.
Well, one time, she tried to put the fire out, but it got out of control. And in a panic, she started to look for something to put the fire out, grabbed pine saw.
Oh, no.
She's nine. Yeah. And threw it at the fire, which, of course, caused the fire to spread all over the bathroom curtains.
Oh!
Ultimately, the lower half of our house burned down.
No!
Our family watched our house burning down outside in the snow in our pajamas.
Damn.
Rookie move.
I was particularly upset because my Barbie dream house and Barbie Jeep burned down that I had just gotten for Christmas. Needless to say, when I saw her at the lake in the summer, I beat her up and tried to drown her.
Oh, good.
Well, fight fire with drowning?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. It's like a polar opposite. Water puts out fire.
Yin yang.
She's been holding on to that.
The world is at balance.
Just waiting.
I mean, I didn't play with Barbies, but my sister had a Barbie collection, and I understand that Jeep was quite the hot commodity, so I understand the reason why she'd want to drown her in the lake.
She wasn't concerned for the house. It was her Jeep.
Yeah, her getaway vehicle.
And I like that Brandon, the pyromaniac recovering, is focused on what a rookie move it was by Dusty in the bathroom to let it get out of control in the first place.
Pine saw? I mean, I would throw myself on said fire before I put pine saw
even
on
at nine?
Yeah. Sure. I want to steal that Jeep.
Who names a girl Dusty? I mean, what's up with that?
Maybe
really?
It's short for something?
You've got a friend named Charlemagne, and you're making fun
Shim
of people's Pei, name?
And he's Dusty. From Japan.
I don't care if he's from your ass. It doesn't matter. You're the one that makes fun of people's odd names.
Yes,
and Dusty for a girl
Dusty.
Is hardly that far out
Not
there.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
Short for Dustin. That's fine.
Or
Dustina.
I mean, sometimes that does happen, as we all know, right? They're set on either they hope or think it's going to be a boy, or usually the dad is set on it's going to be a boy. We're going to name it Dusty. And sure enough, or Dustin, I guess, is the example. Sure enough, it turns out to be a girl, and he's all pissed off. Like, well, then fine, just call it Dusty. And he calls her it. The whole time.
I was my father's last hope because he was done at three. He's like, we ain't doing any more of this. And it was like, please be a boy, please be a boy. Hence the name Dawn, but D-A-W-N, because my mom wanted it to be Gina. So it's like...
Well, I thought... Oh, your mom wanted it to be Gina.
Gina, but my
so did
dad's
was
like,
your dad going to name it the son Don, like Donald?
I don't know.
Or how did they...
Honestly, I think what ended up... I don't know.
So the compromise is Gina's too girly. So we'll go with Dawn, which kind of sounds like Don.
The dawn of... What is it? The dawn of the day?
Dawn of the dead?
Your snow. You're like the sunlight or the rising or... What is that?
Dawn.
The morning sunrise?
But what does that have to do with...
Yes. My mother then was like, because he's like, no. I don't want Gina. And I think he...
Do you know what his problem with Gina was?
I have no idea. No idea. I'm a baby. I don't know. It's not like anything I discussed
I didn't know
later.
If it ever came up at some point. I know you're
Listen,
not... I know you were a baby at the time.
Let's keep in mind, these are the stories my sisters told me.
Oh.
So how accurate is any of this? It's not like I ever talked to my parents about it, even as an adult. It didn't really matter that much. But that was the story. And somehow it was like, I mean, you were mom's, you know, light of the day or something, where the dawn. Aww. So she was like, fine, we'll do dawn, because that's kind of boy, but still girl.
So just because... Kyle made such a conniption fit about the name Dusty. I just had to look it up just to see like what was it short for, if it was short for anything. But Dusty is actually a gender neutral name of English origin. That means Thor's stone or light dirt. It's also a short form
light
name
dirt.
For the name Dustin. But it's also an old Norse word meaning stone.
I don't know.
But Dusty is a pretty gender neutral name.
I think it's doing is validating Kyle, because all of that sounded very masculine.
Right,
it did. It did, actually. Right. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, gender neutral.
I mean, it says gender neutral, but your descriptions.
I mean, so many names are gender neutral, you know, like Chris and things like that.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't have that knee-jerk reaction to Dusty like Kyle did. I mean, a girl named Jeffrey, I might go, what?
Yeah.
That we haven't gotten that far yet. Because,
right.
I mean,
it
eventually.
Might be kind of cool, but you would at first go, oh. Well,
what? I'm sorry, what? Yeah. And then, of course, because I'm toxically old, I would say, did your parents want a boy? And they just stuck. I mean, how did you.
And how did you keep this name and not change it? I could see you maybe asking that.
Eventually. Oh, absolutely.
How about a big, strong dude named Jennifer?
that would throw me off. Let's get to a WinRomp's change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and at 9:30. By the way, we just wanted to confirm. You know, we're doing a non mega bucket, meaning you know it's chump change compared to the mega bucket that we somehow got a winner of on Monday morning at 6:30, which was not expected. But we were also informed after that, because we were running the Circles Second Chance winner the whole time, where you could use the social media positivity app that you can download for free in the App Store, Circles with an S, and then you can follow people you know and trust for recommendations of everything from restaurants to movies, et cetera, and everything in between. It's like, it's hopefully the Yelp killer, so there's no negativity. And we created this thing where you set up some chats with some friends, and you were making guesses, and the guys from Circles, they looked into it, and they said, somebody did get it exactly, because you had to guess prior to the winner on Monday at 6:30, and we were blown away that somebody had figured it out, and so we figured it was going to be closest to the correct answer, you know, without by dollars or cents, but somebody got it exactly.
That's crazy.
And so we were caught in the middle of, well, our winner Kalina, she figured it out over the weekend or
she
whatever.
Sure did.
So somebody could have, but we had to dive deep to make sure somebody didn't hack into the system.
Change their clock.
Yeah. Send something. Somehow in the chat, did they hear the winner and send it in? So we spent all week confirming. And we did confirm on Friday. Remember, we got a winner Monday morning at 6:30. On Friday around noon Eastern time. So 9 a.m. Like right around-ish, because I don't have the exact timestamp, right around-ish when we had the clue and had the guess and the 10th clue, this dude put into his group chat the exact number. His name is Randall Sink, and he will get $2,420.07.
I don't like it that a man figured it out. I just wanted to take all girls.
From Circles with an S.
That's amazing,
that is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What's up, Randall?
Yeah. So congratulations to him.
Woot, woot, you.
As for the non-mega bucket, we have had 7 guesses and 7 clues. We have a floor and a ceiling if you've been following along. And if you can figure out what the correct answer is, you will win that amount of money, which to Kalina is like pocket change at this point. She's like, oh really?
Yeah. You want to go buy some gum with that?
Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to win round change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.